From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has arrived in Germany for a summit of the G7 industrialized nations. Russia is excluded for a second year due to its actions in Ukraine. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez has more from the site of the summit.
Demonstrators protesting the G7 clashed with the German police near the side of the summit hours before President Obama's flight landed in Munich early Sunday for the start of the two-day gathering. The protesters, a regular fixture at these summits, were the least of the concerns for the U.S. leader, who faces questions from G7 partners on how to deal with Russia after a year of sanctions have failed to stop Moscow's interference in Ukraine. Sanctions are due to expire in the next 2 months, and President Obama will work with G7 leaders to get them extended. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Garmisch, Germany.
Before traveling to Germany, President Obama delivered the eulogy for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died earlier this month. President struggled to fight back tears as he spoke of Beau Biden as an original who lived his life for others.
Example he set made you want to be a better dad, or a better son, or a better brother or sister, better at your job, a better soldier. He made you want to be a better person.
Beau Biden, a former Delaware State Attorney General, died of brain cancer 1 week ago at the age of 46. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has formed a new government with changes to the defense, foreign affairs, and oil portfolios. Mr. Bashir, who is wanted by the International Criminal Court on war crimes charges, was inaugurated for another term last Tuesday. This is VOA News. Turkish voters going to the polls today in a key parliamentary election, which will help determine if President Recep Tayyip Erdogan gets to expand his powers. Turkey's pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party rallied for votes in Istanbul on Saturday ahead of the elections. The event came after two explosions at another Kurdish party rally killed two people on Friday. VOA Kurdish Services reporter Mutlu Suvaroglu reports now from Istanbul that the mood is tense and a close ballot is expected.
One chance for the HDP is that, like I said, there are people outside of their traditional voting base that they realize this reality. They are aware of this reality, so they may be going to the polls and voting for HDP to prevent Mr. Erdogan to be president.
Kurdish votes are believed to be crucial in determining whether Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu's ruling AK party gets the supermajority it seeks in today's elections. AK wants a large majority that would allow it to change Turkey's constitution and transfer Davutoglu's executive powers to President Erdogan in a new presidential system. United Nations says peace talks between Yemeni rebels and the internationally recognized government in exile will take place on June the 14th in Geneva. A UN spokesman announced the date Saturday, saying Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the agreement by President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi and the Shiite Houthi rebels who control the capital, Sana'a. Earlier on Saturday, Saudi officials said their forces had intercepted a Scud missile fired into the kingdom's southwestern region from Yemen territory. Pope Francis called on Bosnians Saturday to seek lasting ethnic and religious peace and harmony to overcome the deep divisions caused by the 1990 Balkans War. At a mass for about 65,000 people gathered at a stadium in Sarajevo, the Pope recalled the suffering endured by Bosnians, the refugee camps, the destroyed houses and factories, displaced people and shattered lives, and said, "War never again." Bosnia is a country with a multi-ethnic and multi-religious population, 40% Bosniaks, 31% Orthodox Christian Serbs, 15% Catholic Croats, according to Vatican statistics. American tennis super player Serena Williams has won her 20th Grand Slam title with a victory over Czech Lucy Sarrarova that happened Saturday in the finals of the French Open in Paris. Williams, who overcame the flu to win in Paris, goes on to Wimbledon now as the favorite to win her sixth title on the English grass courts, the men's final later today.
That's the latest world news from VOA.